This is VOA News via remote. I'm Lisa Melton.
Voting was poised to start in presidential and legislative elections in the Central African Republic on Sunday. It's a key test for a troubled nation. Thousands of people have died since a civil war erupted in 2013, and more than a quarter of the population of 4.9 million people have fled their homes. Of these, 675,000 are refugees in neighboring countries and cannot vote in the election. While the level of violence has gone down in the past few years, violence remains chronic in the Central African Republic. Militia groups control more than two-thirds of the territory. Observers fear voter intimidation could affect turnout. On Tuesday, the CAR's fourth-largest town, Bambari, was overrun by an armed group called Unity for Peace in Central Africa. Security forces backed by UN peacekeepers regained control the following day. 16 candidates are vying for the presidency. The main rival to incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadéra is Anassé Georges Doléguélé, an economist and former prime minister. If there's no overall majority in the first round of voting, a runoff will be held February 14th. Around 1,500 candidates are contesting the 140 seats in the National Assembly, but many have been unable to campaign because of the country's instability. Niger votes in an election on Sunday that's expected to lead to the first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents and a country reeling from Islamist violence. Former Interior Minister Mohamed Bazoum, the ruling party's candidate, is the overwhelming favorite to succeed President Mahamadou Issoufou, who is stepping down after 2 5-year terms leading the largely desert country. From Washington, this is VOA News. At least 10 climbers have died and several more are missing in mountains north of Iran's capital, Tehran, after heavy snowfall. That's according to state media on Saturday. Heavy snow and winds in parts of Iran in the past few days have closed many roads and disrupted transport. After storms in the Gulf, 7 crew members of a ship are also missing. Several climbers remain unaccounted for since Friday, when 2 deaths were reported. State television says the number reported as missing has increased as concerned families contacted the authorities. 9 people were killed on the mountain and 1 died in hospital after being rescued. According to the head of emergency operations at Iran's Red Crescent, at least 7 climbers were still unaccounted for on 3 popular trails. Police in Rockford, Illinois, say 3 people have been killed and another 3 injured after a shooter opened fire at a bowling alley on Saturday. Police posted on Twitter a plea that locals avoid the area surrounding the Don Carter Lane's bowling alley, saying it is an active situation and officers are still clearing the site. Police Chief Dan O'Shea said in a press conference that 3 people are being treated for injuries at local hospitals. He also said police have a person of interest in custody. Shootings are a frequent occurrence in the United States. Efforts to address the problem with federal legislation have been deadlocked for years. U.S. President Donald Trump indicated Saturday his continued objections to a critical pandemic relief and government funding package lawmakers have sent to him in Florida, where he's vacationing, in hopes he will sign the bill into law. Trump tweeted early on Saturday, "I simply want to get our great people $2,000 rather than the measly $600 that is now in the bill. Also, stop the billions of dollars in pork." He said pork is a euphemism for wasteful spending. The president is spending the holiday at his Florida resort as Democrats and Republicans wait to see whether he will sign the $2.3 trillion spending legislation, which includes $892 billion for coronavirus relief. Mr. Trump has not specifically threatened to veto the bill, but he surprised lawmakers in both parties by calling it a disgrace after it had been passed in the House and the Senate, capping months of negotiations. Meanwhile, 14 million Americans are about to lose unemployment benefits, according to Labor Department data. President-elect Joe Biden has called on Mr. Trump to sign the bill. And World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a video message on Sunday that the pandemic caused by the coronavirus will not be the last pandemic. He said epidemics are a fact of life and urged people to learn from this one. Marissa Melton, VOA News.